bright ambition. A long time ago in a galaxy far away, opening crawl, Jedi are tied up, sitting on the ground, with Noom struggling. Noom, well, Master Zell, seems like our peace talks are going exceedingly well. Zell, patience, Noom. It is a Jedi's greatest ally. Crimson Hand soldiers enter. Crimson Hand soldier, shut up, Jedi scum. You came here to talk of peace, but you only want us to surrender. Zell, we only wanted to get your leader to come back to the peace talks. With mediation, all this violence within the kingdom can end. Thoris enters. Thoris, I have heard enough of your peace, Jedi. You only want us to hand ourselves over to the royals and be done with it. Zell, that is not true, Master Thoris. The Jedi take no sides. We only wish for peace and order to return. Thoris, there will be no peace until the Crimson Hand crushes its enemies. Crimson Hand soldier enters, running. Crimson Hand soldier, Thoris, the Bright Guard are here, and they have broken through our defenses. Thoris, what? Ready the ships, and we will prepare a counterattack. Crimson Hand soldiers leave. Blaster fire is heard off stage. Crimson Hand soldiers throw back on stage, followed by Bright Guard soldiers and Gerard. Thoris exits opposite with remaining Crimson Hand soldiers. Zell, it is good to see you, Jared Vatu, old friend. Your timing is perfect as always. Jared, Jedi Master Zell, I see the peace talks are going well. Lieutenant Vox. Vox, yes, sir. Jared, untie the Jedi, if you would. Vox unties the Jedi. I think you may want these back. Hands Jedi back their lightsabers. Blaster, fire and yelling. Jared, something tells me you'll be needing them. Here comes their counterattack. Crimson Hand soldiers run on stage. Short fight with Jedi and Bright Guard, ending with Crimson Hand soldiers defeated. Jared, quickly, let's get back to the capital city. Exit Bright Guard and Jedi. Enter two Verdo witches. Verdo, sister, the Nightwind brings word of many dark things. Vedels, too. Yes, sister, the bones tell the same story of evil fortunes and bad men. Enter Vedel Witch 3. Vedel 3. Greetings, sister. My apologies for being late. Has he arrived yet? Vedel 1. No, sister, but his journey to the capital city shall bring him here very soon. Vedel 2. Ah, I feel his approach upon the earth. Enter Jared and Vox. Jared, look, Vox, are you women lost? Vedel 1. Hail, Jared Vatu, Lord of Bright Guard. Vedel 2. Hail, Captain of the Nimdol. Hail, Vedel 3. Hail, King of Vedel. Vox, how do you women know, Jared? Are you spies? I have heard a trio of fortune tellers that roam this area forest. If you know the future, then tell me mine as well. Vedel 1. Hail, Lieutenant Vox. You shall shine brighter than Jared in the deepest dark. Vedel 2. Not as happy as Jared, but much happier. Vedel 3. Not as great as Jared, but much greater. Vedel witches begin to leave. Jared. Wait, don't leave. Tell us what this all means. I don't know what the Nimdol is. How can I be captain? And there is already a king of Vedel. Vedel witches laugh and disappear. Vox. That was strange to say the least. But you have to admit, Jared being king of the planet Vedel sounds very good. Jared, I agree, Vox, but the things they say about you also sound very good. I don't think we need to mention this to anyone seeing, as we might look crazy if anyone heard about it. At the throne room of the Royal Pass, Jared and Bright Guard soldiers enter throne room of Vedel, where the king and his attendants wait. Noas, Jared Vatu, I hope you bring news of another victory against those vile Crimson Hand traitors. Jared, Your Majesty, Novus Kix, me and my Bright Guard soldiers have swept the northeastern borders of your city clear of Crimson Hand scum. Attendants cheer. Novus. Excellent. Vox. Indeed, Your Majesty, it was a tremendous battle, and we only succeeded thanks to Jared's bravery and brilliance. Jared. Vox, my lieutenant, you exaggerate. Novus. I would be inclined to believe him. After all, you are the Bright Guard, the bravest and most honorable mercenary army in the galaxy. Jared, and we will do everything to uphold that reputation, Your Majesty. Novus, of that I have no doubt. Tonight there will be a celebration in your honor, and honor your new ship we have built for you. Jared, new ship? Novus, yes, to thank you. I've had new starship built for you, name Nimdol. Jared, surprised and shocked. Thank you. Thank you, your majesty. Novus, now attendants follow as we have preparations for the celebrations to make. King and attendants leave, leaving Jared and Council Thera. Thera embraces Jared. I'm so happy you made it back. Jared, thanks. The great counselor Thera, worried about a mercenary. Thera, I worry about you every time you leave. Jared, listen, Thera, there's something I must talk about. On our way back from the battle, Vox and I encountered some strange women. They spoke of how I was to become king and be captain of the Nimdol. They could not have known about my new ship, and now I have it. Could their other prediction that I had become king also be true? Thera, you, king of Vedel? Well, it's not entirely impossible. You would have the support of many of the people and military here. If something unfortunate were to happen to the king, it would not be hard to see you becoming the new king. Jared, now it sounds like you're talking of assassination. But if I were to become king, I would end this war on this planet. But this is all wishful thinking. Thera, it doesn't have to be wishful thinking. Leave the planning to me, and you could be king before the month has ended. Jared, you really think it is possible? Thera, I do. Jared, I know I married the right woman, but now I must go and prepare for the celebration tonight. Thera, of course. Jared exits. Jared is a good man, and I love him, but he does not see the opportunity that has been handed to him. Sometimes a woman must make the hard choices for the men she loves. The men they love. Perhaps it is time for a new king of Vedel. Later that evening at the celebration, enter King Novus and Jared. King Novus, I hope you're enjoying the festivities, my boy. Jared, of course, your majesty. King Novus, if it weren't for you, this planet would suffer from a terrible civil war. Jared, I'd like to think that we help where we can. King Novus, the people of this planet are forever in your debt. But for now, I am tired from celebration. I will go to sleep now. Good night, Jared. Jared, good night. King Novus exits. Thera enters. Thera, has the king gone to sleep? Jared, yes. Thera, Jared, the war with Crimson Hand has made your planet weak. Vedel needs strength, and I think you are the one to who needs to become king. Jared, I don't know, Thera. Maybe we don't have to hurt King Novus. Thera slaps Jared. Was it different, Jared? I talked to you last night. Was it a different Jared I talked to last night? He had ambition and dreamed of a better life for the people of Vedel and for us. Tonight, you will place this hunter-killer droid in the king's chamber. It was taken off a Crimson Ham assassin we captured. It is small and will be impossible to detect. It will fly and poison the king. The guards will be blamed as the Crimson Hand assassins. Jared, relieved. You have thought of everything, haven't you? I love you. Thera, I know. Meet me tonight at midnight. Jared, yes, I will. Jared and Thera exit. Later that night, Jared enters shortly after Jared enters opposite. Thera, here, take the hunter killer droid. Place it in his room and it will do the rest. Jared, okay, I understand. Jared exits. Jared returns. Jared, it's done. When I put the droid in his room, I swear, I heard a creature screech outside. It sounded evil. Thera, it was just a Vedelian snarlock. They are common around here. Nothing evil about it. Now let's get back to our room. Both exit. The next day, enter Vox and Zell. Zell, the Jedi will be leaving soon. Things on Vedel have quieted thanks to your leader and the Bright Guard. Vox, I'm sure the Bright Guard will leave soon as well. On our new ship, given to us by the king. Zell, yes, well, the king mentioned he wanted to say farewell, so I am on the way to his chambers now. Zell, exit off stage. Enter, Jared. Jared, good morning, Vox. Vox, good morning, Captain. Jared, king awake yet? Vox, not sure, the Jedi just went in to speak with. Zell enters. Zell, the king is dead. Vox, what? No? Jared, where are the guards? I will check their room. Jared exits. Vox, are you sure he's dead? Zell, it seems poison was used. Blaster fire off the stage. Jared enters. Vox, Captain, I hear blaster fire. What happened? Jared, the guards, I killed them. Zell, why would you do that? Jared, After I find this, holds hand out. A hunter-killer droid, one used by the Crimson Hand. I couldn't contain my anger when I found the guards were actually assassins and killed the good king. Vox, this is understandable, Captain. Zell, perhaps we could have interrogated them, find out who they were working on. Jared, believe me, Jedi, if there's more to this than the bright guard will find out. Vox, to himself, I've seen that hunter droid before. It was the one the captain and I took off a Crimson Hand assassin. Jared, isn't that right, Vox? Vox, I'm sorry, Captain. Jared, I promised we would get to the bottom of this. Vox, oh yes, you are right, Captain. All exit. Weeks later, enter Thera and Jared. Jared, what do I look? Do I look regal enough? Thera, you look fine. I told you, the people would recognize you as king. Today's crowning ceremony will officially make you king of Wedal. But I hear Vox is still investigating the king's death. He has been asking questions. I am worried he might discover a plan. Jared, do not worry. I'm taking care of that. Thera, you are? Jared, yes. Now you should be on your way to the ceremony. I have a few things I must take care of. Thera, of course, Your Majesty. Exit Thera. Jared, I will have to take care of Vox. He is too close to the truth that I murdered the king. He is too noble and could ruin this whole plan. Enter Bounty Hunters. Jared, oh, glad you could all make it. Bounty Hunters are good at being on time. Bounty Hunter 1, make it quick, Vatu. Time is money. Jared, I need Lieutenant Vox dead. You will receive half your payment now and half upon completion. Bounty Hunter 2, we will get it done. Bounty Hunters exit. Later, after the coronation ceremony, Vox, to himself, the only person who had access to hunter-killer droids were me and Jared. Could he really murder the king? Bounty Hunters entered in disguises. Bounty Hunters, who are you? Bounty Hunter 3, Watu sent me just to be sure. Two Bounty Hunters might not be enough to take down Vox. Bounty Hunter 2, here he comes. Vox, looks like it might start raining. Bounty Number 3, yes, raining blood. They fight and Vox is killed. At the castle, at coronation ceremony, enter Jared, Thera, Jedi, royal attendants and guests. Thera and Jared walk among the group talking and shaking hands. Attendant 1, hail the Bright Guard King. Everyone, hail. All group takes their seats except Jared, remains standing. Bounty Hunter 1 enters on stage and Jared goes to speak with him. Jared, it's finished. You have blood on you. Bounty Hunter 1, it's Vox's. He put up quite a fight. Jared, your payment will be sent to you shortly. Now get out of here before somebody recognizes you. Jared returns to the table. Jared, welcome everyone here to celebrate a new era with the planet of Wedal. Group cheers. Jared, ghost of Vox, enters and sits down in Jared's chair. As the new king and as your new queen, the beautiful Thera, we promise that our rule will be fair and that all citizens of Wedal will be safe, as my bright guard will be your protectors. I will, sees the ghost in chair. What? How are you here? Who has done this? You can't be here. You're dead. Thera, angry. What are you doing? Jared, can't you see him? See who? Jared. Ghost points at Jared. See? He's pointing at me. Attendant, is the king ill? Thera. See who? Thera. Ladies and gentlemen, it seems the celebration has gone to my husband's head. He just needs some air. Sometimes the ghosts of war can haunt a man, even away from the battlefield. Come with me, takes Jared's hand, and leads him off stage. Zell, aside to Num. Jared's feelings betray him. I don't believe he saw the ghosts of an enemy, but of a friend. There is more to this, and we must find out what it is. A few days later, in the throne room, entered Jared. Jared, I can't sleep. I can barely eat. All I see is the faces of the king and Vox. Enter Thera. Thera, darling, the Jedi are getting closer. I heard they found Vox's body. They will put it together and know it was us who killed the king. Jared, no, my dear, it won't happen. Thera, yes, becoming agitated. They probably already know it's us. With their Jedi power, it's just a matter of time. I can't be here. Exit. Jared, I don't have the time to deal with her. Zell enters. Jared, Zell, what are you here, friend? Zell, I think you already know. Jared, so it has come to this. Servant enters. Servant, your majesty, the king, the queen has killed herself. Jared, she was weak. This was inevitable. Zell, you have fallen for Jared Watu. Jared, not as far as you will fall when I toss your body from this tower. Draw your weapon, Jedi. Jared takes up weapon. Zell, justice must be served. Draws lighter. They eat and talk. They fight, and Jared falls. Zell, it is a tragedy. The desire for power could turn a man into a monster. Enter Noom. Noom, master you okay. Zell, Noom, observe how power can lead to the dark side. Remember to always follow the Jedi path and serve peace and justice. Lust for power can only lead to evil.